You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, yep, you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We're about to go around the NFL with...
Laramie Tunsil.
That's not his name. His name is Brandon Kyle Scott. B. Scott's in the building, baby. What's happening, man?
The vet.
Yeah. That's right.
Round
of applause.
I know Laramie Tunsil's name
rings
out.
Doesn't show up for practice. When it gets real, he shows up.
Hey, I know that Laramie Tunsil's
name... He's here for the football
game.
Yeah.
...rings out differently here amongst our audience. But I wouldn't mind being Laramie Tunsil, a vet, highly paid, is not about to get hurt doing something unnecessary. I get it, especially now that he's not on the team anymore, right? Like a player that maybe you had to root for, kind of the inverse of y'all's question of the day.
Yeah.
What's the player that you had to root for that you're so glad you don't know more?
Oh, yeah.
That would be, he would have to be toward the top of the list.
What about your answers to the question of the day?
So my answer is a little bit of a twist because I got two players that were already on my team when I decided to not like them anymore. But obviously they're on my team, so I don't stop rooting for them. Mm-hmm. I just don't like them no more. And so I got this little bit of internal conflict going on. Number one is James Harden. Okay,
that's now, a good one.
When James Harden was in Oklahoma City, I didn't have any kind of passionate thoughts about him. Mm-hmm. And when he first got to the Rockets, I mean, you remember his first game, he goes for like 37 and 14. I'm going off the top of my head. It was a crazy game.
Yeah.
It was like immediately like, oh, the Rockets have a superstar. And it was a great feeling. But over time, and this shouldn't surprise anybody, I didn't necessarily love James Harden's style of play, his disposition, personality. Wasn't a big fan.
I get it.
But obviously a huge Rockets fan, and as long as he was on the team, I'd be rooting for dude. So that's my number one.
Mm-hmm.
My other one is more current because he's still on the team.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Framber Valdez.
Oh, yeah. What was the breaking point?
Oh, it's the fake hair, dude.
you can't abide by these things?
I cannot abide
Especially
by these
you.
Things.
He can't be trusted.
I can't respect it.
Yeah.
And then there was a little period there where he took it out and then he put it back in. Yeah. I thought he had realized the error of his ways. And he's like, nah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lean in some more. I'm going to double down.
Didn't he do it during the regular season, too?
Yeah, he came out of nowhere.
It was like he was short hair Fromber, and then the next start he had. And I'm like, what happened?
Tyler thought he was going to be the worst pitcher ever because all that weight on his head
I remember that. I had to explain that to Tyler. But
he thought he's going to tilt over, I guess.
One of those about 50 pounds?
It is heavier, but it's not that drastic. But I just hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's because I'm not an old guy, but I am from a school of men who have long hair grow their hair, and it's women who go back and forth with how, and I'm not trying to go down there, but that's my sensibility.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, since I am a long-haired man myself, I respect the journey. Like, There's a journey here.
You have to earn it.
You have to earn it, mm-hmm. right? Like, I get carded at the gas station or at the liquor store, and I'll tell them, look, I got dreadlocks old enough to buy this liquor. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm being a little exaggerating there, yeah. but I tell them, like, look, I've been putting in work.
Yeah.
And so when I see that, I'm just like, what the hell is going on? What
and then he's,
what,
then he's
what are
mad
these
at
kids
outfielders
today doing?
And everything else.
Yeah, man. I just I can't get with it. I cannot support it.
For the record, how long has it taken you to grow that?
I have not had a proper haircut since 2008.
Wow.
Damn. So however long that is.
Wow.
Damn, you saw the economy get better and then get bad again. That's crazy yeah. with the same hair.
Oh, yeah. My hair has been through several presidents now and have seen and now a two-time one and has seen the economy go up and down. My hair remembers when gas was $4 a gallon and we were shocked by it.
We definitely got to move along because that's just going to make me feel bad. Let's do some Schadenfreude instead as we go around the NFL and football talk on Sports Radio 610. It's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Just got to visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Gerald Wayne Jones, as I'll say, we'll bring out the full government for him because what the actual bleep is he doing? We continue along this line of Jerry Jones and negotiating through the media and in the worst ways possible with his best player. In this instance, Micah Parsons, the edge rusher. And according to Jerry Jones, the Cowboys' offer to Parsons was the richest for a non-quarterback. He sat down with Michael Irvin on Michael Irvin's YouTube page, which is a sentence or rather a phrase that I did not anticipate I'd be saying, but here we are in 2025. But he sat down with him and had a conversation in which, yeah, he detailed that supposedly, you know, he was going to make Micah Parsons the richest non-quarterback. And then he also went on, and this is cut two here, Figgy, to then make it seem as though the reason why this deal didn't get done, not because of him, not because of Micah Parsons, that darn agent.
I have agreed to give more money than has ever been given in terms of guaranteed money than anyone ever has as far as a defensive player. I've done that. Now, I am the cat that writes the check, okay? Now, Mike has got 3 years with the Cowboys left. He's got 3 years. At some point, somebody has to have the say over the other. At some point, it has to be that way. My job is managing the check, okay? Micah's got to do the playing. Where's the least important part of this whole equation we're talking about? What is the least incremental part of the whole equation? The attorney or the agent?
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's a choice. That is a choice. That is a way to look at it. Like, I mean, he is, I would say, technically correct, but he's incorrect. Like, if we kind of just bird's eye view, who's the most important? The person that owns the team, the person that's playing, or the person that is advocating for the player? Okay, bird's eye view, he's correct. However, specific to this topic, specific to Micah Parsons' contract, he is probably even more important than Micah Parsons. Like, when we're talking about negotiating, it's you and it's him, right? Like, we're not talking about playing. We're talking about a contract extension. We're talking about a contract negotiation, and this be his agent. So, like, what are we, that is a choice. And I will say, David Mulugeta, it is interesting that he's kind of, he has been somewhat of an agitator for the establishment, kind of trying to buck trends. Obviously, he got Deshaun Watson that fully guaranteed contract when he probably had no business getting it. But shout out to him and shout out to them for doing it anyway. So this does not surprise me that Jerry Jones and David Mulugeta would be on opposite sides of the aisle.
He's become football Scott Boras.
Yes.
Here's where I am with this whole thing, and it really is not even associated with this particular thing, except for Jerry Jones talking. The point of, well, that's just Jerry Jones. He likes to talk. He's promoting himself, as long as you spell the name right. It's not even cute anymore. It's not even funny anymore. Like, that's where I am. Like, just stop. You know, it's one thing to, for, you know, that's Jerry just being Jerry. No. No, it's this is serious stuff, man. This is really serious stuff.
Well, and also, like, and what? So he's the least important of the three of y'all. What that got to do with the issue at hand? Yeah.
So the issue at hand is Jerry seems to have believed, and Michael Parsons detailed this. Remember when he, in the middle of a day, he dropped a notes kind of a thing on social media detailing his side of the story and what was happening? Jerry seems to have had an instance where he sat down with Mike, or, you know, was it them two, and they seemed to, you know, kind of hammer out what Jerry believed to be a deal.
Right.
Micah Parsons, his side was, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys had not been talking to my agent, so I figured I could broach the topic and then maybe facilitate them getting back to conversation. And so Jerry Jones was like, we got a deal. And Dave Mulugeta was like, no, you didn't. You ain't talked to me. Let's get this deal done. And I find it intriguing because, one, Jerry Jones, like, he does believe himself to do this, like, that I will just go and I'll get out the agent and we'll just hash this out. He's done this a number of times. I can point to Dez Bryant. I can point to DeMarcus Lawrence at one point, so on and so forth. The problem is Jerry Jones seems to be, he negotiates in a way that, in with all due respect, that dumb people, the way that dumb people think negotiations go, which is like all bravado. I'm just going to bully you. And what you have to remember is that that is not the only way for negotiations to go. And oftentimes the best negotiations are smooth because there's a give and take. There's actually, like, you know, some working in there. And Jerry Jones seems to want to, like, bull rush and bulldoze over folks in a way that is not beneficial to him. Ultimately, as we've seen, he always pays out in a big way. Now he's making mad his best player and is only really usually serves to make his players more money, but also be less happy with the team.
I mean, I'd like to introduce Jerry Jones to the year 2025.
Yeah.
I would like to introduce him to David Mulugeta. Maybe he should Google him and look him up. I would imagine that he's actually dealt with him already at this point.
Sure,
he has.
Because Mulugeta has been around for that long. What you just described, and we all are familiar with that story, him and Micah had their own conversation, and he thought he had a deal. Well, that's your fault. You must be dumb. Because that ain't how this man is represented by David, not his uncle. Okay, not, this isn't Kawhi Leonard's agent. This isn't Master P representing Ricky Williams. This is David Mulugeta. Mm-hmm. That's that man's agent, okay? And you need to, if you're the one that signs the checks and I'm the da-da-da-da-da-da, then you need to know who your counterparts are and who, like, know your audience and who you dealing with. You ain't getting no handshake, wink-wink deal with a David Mulugeta client. Are you new?
You know what?
Are you dumb?
You know what Jerry Jones is? He's Amazon. He is a union busting company where,
well, he thinks he is.
Hey, individual worker, you don't need this union to negotiate for you. Hey, I got your best interest at heart. Don't talk to them. I got you. It's just not smart because this is the way that it works in this league. Like, this is even the MO. You could even say about the union busting company, well, at least that's kind of the way that our society has built it, where people are, you know, right to work. And from the individual standpoint, from this place, you got to work with the agent. This is how it goes.
That kind of goes back to my other point, you know, about everybody thinks he's just cute. He's just Jerry. Does he? But the gist of it is, does he really think this did he really think this would work? Like,
that's
hey,
what I'm saying. He's
we got a deal. You know, we got a deal.
I don't think that Jerry, for all of the, you know, back and forth, mm-hmm. I don't think that Jerry Jones is anywhere close to an idiot. Now, mm-hmm. he is getting old, and he might be getting close to senile.
I might not follow you on that thought process, but continue.
I think overall he has been, and I don't think all successful people are not idiots. I'm not trying to go around that that train of logic. But you understand what I mean. I think he's got enough receipts to that speak for itself. However, this is idiotic.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a great example for the case that I'm trying to make of him not being an idiot. Because, again, are you dumb?
Yeah.
Like, this is just not how it works, especially not with this client, with this agent.
Yeah.
You ain't doing no wink, wink. Let's, you know, let's kind of just pinky promise deal. Yeah. Like, that ain't happening.
But the only problem is, and 346 mentions it when we're talking about negotiations, you never go into a negotiation unless you have leverage, period. The problem is Jerry Jones has been able to get away with this or use this as his MO because NFL teams and owners inherently built into the fabric of the way that this goes have leverage. He mentioned it and he's right. Micah Parsons ain't going to be no free agent for 3 years at least because they'll franchise tag him and they'll franchise tag him again and he has no real recourse until he wants to, you know, until playing games and then getting out of that contract. So that's ultimately how he's able to railroad these things through. But as you mentioned, if we're just operating in a vacuum and judging the way that he's handling it, F minus.
Yeah.
If we're going to be entirely
F minus is F minus indeed.
All right. Continuing around the NFL, had a couple of preseason games yesterday. One of them between the Steelers and the Panthers. Anybody interested in anything in that game?
No, no. Just Jameis.
I was going to say, honestly, the second game. That was the second game. Because to that point, when they had that four box up there with all of their four quarterbacks, and I was like, yeah, I like the rookie. I like Jackson Dart, but I'm like, oh, this is going to be tough decisions. Or who are they going to – that's what Kirk Herbstreit was like. Who are they going to let go? I'm like, any of them. You know, like, I don't care. But on the first game, you mentioned the Steelers. I am kind of intrigued. I didn't get to watch a lot of this.
Yeah.
But I am kind of intrigued of about Jalen Ramsey's second act or his potential second act as slot corner. Like, what does his second act look like? Because he was an elite corner, we remember.
Mm-hmm.
But is now getting older, has some tread on the tire. What does his second act look like? Is it slot corner? Is he a safety at some point? We all know him to be a very physical football player, one of the better tackling corners of his era. So I am intrigued by what does Jalen Ramsey look like as a Steeler and how do they use him?
And what is his second act? Fair.
Maybe not this particular game, but we did get to see some flashes of it or what it could look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I am at the very least intrigued by that.
The bigger story on the day was a 42-10 Giants victory against the Patriots in this preseason game. But the biggest thing was Jackson Dart, 6 of 12 in his outing, 81 yards and a touchdown. A lot of good things being said about Jackson Dart, the draft pick for the Giants.
You're welcome.
And exactly, John Lopez, who is Jackson Dart's biggest fan
here in the city of Houston. Like his game, man.
Go ahead and talk your talk.
Man, I liked him a lot coming into the draft, and he wasn't even really on the boards very high for a while. He is. I mean, you saw it last night. I mean, on time, the one down the right side, perfect in the bucket. He's going to make things interesting. Although, you know, he did say the right things after the game about, "Hey, I'm just trying to be the best backup, etc." But he's legit.
Let me ask y'all.
Four games.
If you're the decision maker, like we put you in charge of the New York Giants in their quarterback situation, what are you doing? I can tell you what I'm doing. I'm starting Jackson Dart.
Off the jump?
Yeah.
I said four games because I knew where you were going.
I like him that much.
Russell Wilson,
what I've seen so far, I like that much.
Russell Wilson's going to struggle a little bit. It's New York. He's right there. You've seen enough out of him. I think 4 games in, they're going to make a move.
Yeah, I wouldn't even need. Yeah. I don't need the audition for what Russell Wilson is, right? Like I'm perfectly comfortable with one of those guys, whether it's Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston as my backup.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy DeVito can go do
whatever
the next Bob movie or whatever. I shouldn't say that. That's insensitive. But like
he the one calling himself Tommy Cutlass and stuff. What you mean?
Yeah.
Man, I'm trying to remember the guy that he threw a touchdown. The guy he threw a touchdown to at the end of the game also had an Italian name, and I was just like, look at DeVito to basically another DeVito. If I can't remember the dude's name.
I'm blanking. I can't recall.
But it was another Italian name. I was like, look at them.
While we're here, I always felt very uncomfortable at how free we all are at doing Italian stereotypes when we would never do that on really pretty much any other subcategory of people, mm-hmm. but it's because they leaned in so much, especially with the DeVito mm-hmm. thing.
They actually like mm-hmm. when people do that, it seemed
yeah.
like.
Yeah. yeah, I think we're slowly, like, I can remember, we don't do this anymore because we've seen people get in trouble for this. I can remember a time where pretty much every minority group except black people were fair game. You could make fun of Hispanics. You could definitely
still
make,
can.
You could, yeah. Well, and I think that part of that has to do with that Latin folks tend to laugh at themselves pretty well too. But you could make fun, like Asian people had it real bad. Like yeah. you can make jokes. You can't do that anymore. The Italians are going to be the last of the Mohicans. They're going to be the last people that we're going to get canceled for.
I feel bad laughing about
for
this.
Making. They're going to be the last group that we get canceled for.
I just
for.
Think it's funny you said Mohicans.
I know.
That is fair. That is fair. To answer your question, by the way, I think that you go Russell Wilson, and then by week four, you make that change to see okay. if you can get. Because they start with Washington on the road, Dallas on the road, Kansas yeah, City four. At home. Week four, you get Chargers at home. And then you go on the road with the Saints before you get the Eagles. Yeah. Like, you might be able to give 4 weeks. Jackson Dart a little bit of a ramp to have best yeah. case scenario. But we'll see. Somebody said if they're an axis of power, it's fine. Okay, fair enough. Thank you for that rule of thumb, 713, so we can make fun of the Germans. Well, the Japanese will get a little dicey for you, friend. Yeah, so maybe we'll revise that at some point. I don't
like
know.
My jobs. I ain't making fun of none of y'all. That's why I took back the Tommy DeVito thing. As soon as I said, I was like, wait a minute, I'm whoops. Talking in front of people in whoops. Here.
Well, yeah, to be fair, I was not talking about us. that's around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, of course, we got B. Scott in the studio, which means we got to get some of B. Scott's thoughts. Let's hear from Brandon next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.